What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
We are the DeMarie Group. I'm Grace.
I'm Deanna.
And we are here to tell you about the greatness of the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
It is an amazing podcast where Antonio interviews famous millionaires from around the world.
He also interviews famous billionaires as well, and it's very informative, very engaging. He always keeps you entertained and on the edge of your seat. He talks about anything from CBD to quantum physics to the law of attraction.
That's me.
And so you want to make sure that you tune in and listen to this podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. Tell them how they can check it out.
You can go to any of your favorite web browsers, type in Secret to Success and Antonio T. Smith Jr., and it will come up for your listening pleasure.
Check it out. Secret to Success by me.
I consider him a friend, soon to be a business partner. He works with Mark and Grace. They're developing their partnership. He also is the COO, lead coordinator for Les Brown International, one of the most renowned speakers in the world, not to mention from the African-American culture. He's done everything. And I am proud to say that you're about to be graced by a man who charges $7,000 per speech. $7,500 per speech. Please give a round of applause to a man.
My mentor just told me last week that I need to charge $15,000. So I raised my fees. Real quick, I wasn't going to tell my testimony, but I will since he brought it up. I was born in 1981, so I started off the millennial generation. And then what happened is my parents got on drugs at 5, when I was 5, and they gave me up. So from 6 to 18, I was in CPS custody. By 7, I was being raped and molested by men. And I spent a lot of time in and out of foster care, and I ran away, and I raised myself. I spent second grade to eighth grade living in a dumpster not too far from my old neighborhood, and I wanted out, so I became an entrepreneur, and I make a lot of money. That's what happened. Went to the Army, became counterintelligence, and then I used some skills there that I still use today. That's the testimony. I got 5 things I really want to give to you. I really do. And I don't want to motivate you. I want to give you some tools, if that's okay. 5 things I want to give to you. If you were looking for a title, I want you to account for the system. That's what I want you to do. I want you to account for the system. If you remember these 5 things, then I'm going to open up the Q&A. I have no idea how much time I have, but you can just let me know and it's sweet. 5 things. Thing number 1, anything you can account for, you can control. I want everybody to remember that, because I can't even move forward with the rest of this if you do not process that information, memorize it, and then understand it. Anything you can account for, you can control. Here's what that means. Most of what we call molecules is pretty much 90% empty. If you burn this desk right now, you'll find that out, because all that empty space will just become, it get released into the air, and you'll be left with the ashes, what was just left. That means if I can account for this table, I can break it. If I can account for this table, I can make it better. If I can account for this table, I can pour water on it. Anything you can account for, you can control. This is becoming a little bit more clear. If I give you a glass of water, don't worry about it, I got like 50 examples on this one thing, okay? If I give you a glass of water, can you account for that water? What does account for mean? How do you account for something? You look at it. You take responsibility for it. You understand that you have this in your possession. Does this make sense? If I give you a glass of water, do you have it in your hand? Can you now control it because you can account for it? You can pour it out. You can boil it. You can drink it. You can throw it on me like they do, you know, Love and Hip Hop. You know what shows y'all watch. They do that and they cat fight across the tables. You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like y'all don't watch that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, you can throw it on me. You can do whatever. And then you can... Now you have an empty glass in your hand. Can you account for that empty glass?
Yes.
If you can account for it, can you control it?
Yes.
That means I can break it, I can make it better, I can do whatever I want to do. Does this make sense?
Yes.
That means if somebody on a media channel is accounting for the violent crimes in your neighborhood, they're controlling it. Even if they're not doing anything about it, that's controlling it. If I tell you that the crime rate in Houston Texas or at Prairie View is 75% larger than what it was last year. Somebody's controlling it. Because anything you can account for, you can control. Does this make sense? I can't move forward until the 100% of the room understands that if you can account for something, you can control it. All rules are written by winners. Who has declared themselves the winners in the dominant society in America today? Okay, she said it, you ain't got to say it out loud, okay? That means that they have accounted for the rules and using it to control your poverty condition. See, I didn't come here to motivate you. I came here to give you five tools. Is everybody understanding that anything you can account for, you can control?
Yes.
That means if you can put your eyes on it, your mind on it, somebody's manipulating. You listen to 97.9, anybody? That's frequency modulation. That somebody took something invisible and manipulated it. Most folk, they wanted to go to the moon. Some cultures prayed about it. Other cultures prayed about it, and they went to a whiteboard and wrote math problems. They did more than just prayer. They went and accounted for the numbers. Anything you can account for, you can control. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be entrepreneurs in this system, you need to account for the system. That's number one. Anything you can account for, you can control. Here's your next four things I'm giving to you all up front. To survive in this country, it's only four places you can do so. Number one, work. We'll use that as a blanket term. Work. Number two, welfare. Number three, criminal. And then there's a hidden one, number four, prison. Those are your five things. I'm going to break them all down to you. Anything you can account for, you can control. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? In order to survive in America, you work. That could be CEO, whatever, but let's just use that as a blanket term. Then, if that don't work out for you, you get welfare. If that don't work out for you, you become a criminal. And if that don't work out for you, you go to jail. Now, let's break all this down. Here's how this works if you're going to be an entrepreneur in this system. If you're going to be just living in this system, you're going to fall in one of those four places, whether you want to or not. And if you cannot account for those places, the people in power over you or controlling the system will account for you in those places. If you don't account for the fact that jail is free income, somebody else will. If you don't account for the fact that when you get a job and you really think that's security and they downsize you, you can't hold the job anymore, you got to go to welfare. Is this making sense to anybody?
Yeah.
Now watch this here. Let's just expose the system for what it is. The downsize in corporate America. That's about right. Anybody heard this before? Letting people off. Folk going broke. Recession's happening in Katy. It wasn't even no recession until it started happening in Katy. Y'all been losing houses for a long time. I'm just saying. Okay, now check this out. You got your job, they downsize you. What's the next place you go according to what I'm telling you?
Welfare.
Now, what they doing to welfare right now? Say it again.
Cutting it off.
See, they don't want you on level two. Level one, job. If you know how to play the game, you can stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Not always, but you can stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to play the game, huh? Mm-hmm. You, so that some of you just refuse to play the game. I'm not kissing nothing. You understand what you're saying, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing all that. You understand. So you don't play the game, and what happens? You don't be a successful lawyer. You don't understand the business. You don't account for the system. You go on welfare. Now they trying to send you food boxes. But before they was trying, this is in the news. I am not inaccurate. You understand what I'm saying? But before they was doing that, they was cutting you off. Because they don't want you getting from, they want you providing to. So when you can't be on level two, you got to go to level three. That's criminal. You got to get it how you get it. Does this make sense? You have to get it how you get it. which is setting you up for the secret plan that is in business right now. Prison. Unearned income. How did every superpower in the world today start off? Slavery and child labor. If anybody is a superpower, two ways. Slavery, child labor. From Russia to China, if you have money, if you are a first world country, you did it from child labor and slavery. Now, since slavery is illegal, and also except for, let me just say, because a lot of women in the room, sex trafficking is totally slavery. Do not underestimate that. There are more people being enslaved in sex trafficking than there ever was in what we call American slavery. Today, when you sleep, get educated, because it's real, okay? Now, anything you can account for, see, I didn't come here to motivate you. I came here to help you be entrepreneurs. See, I'm going to open up for question and answer, and I'm going to show you how all your questions are going to fall in one, two, three, or four. You understand what I'm saying? But if you cannot account for the system will run all over you. You cannot always think your faith is going to be enough. I try to say that as kindly as possible, okay? I'm not attacking your faith. Have your faith. Your faith will make you live longer. But please know there is a system that don't care nothing about your faith. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
They will outlaw your hair and take it to the Supreme Court if they can. I'm just trying to make some sense. Okay? You understand? This is I didn't come here to motivate you. I can tell you. I can tell you, you know, how awesome you are, and you are. But there's a system we need to account for. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you can account for it, you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm letting you, I'm helping you account for work, welfare, criminal, prison, so you can control it. Is anybody connecting the dots? See what I'm doing? Because
mm-hmm.
they can't put you where you don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book called Richest Man in Babylon. George S. Klassen wrote this book. I encourage all of you to read it. Matter of fact, the book is so old, you can find the full book on YouTube right now. Richest Man in Babylon. This book made me a millionaire. This book, I really got most of my financial advice, the foundational stuff, from Richest Man in Babylon and Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Richest Man in Babylon. Now, when you go get it, it's going to be written in what you would call King James. Let's get past that for I know this. I'm like, ah. Get past that for about 5 minutes and it get cool. Your brain is smart. Your brain will adjust to whatever you get put into. Okay? After 5 minutes, you'll be all right with the these and thous. And then here's what happened. Towards the end of the book, there's this guy named David there who was born a free man, but he's now a slave. And the most powerful lesson I ever learned inside that book is this the woman who is enslaving him, or the woman who's the wife of the husband who was enslaved to him, he says, ma'am, I'm a free person. I shouldn't be here. And she says, no, you are a slave. He says, no, I'm free. She says, how can a free person ever be a slave? And you got to think about that for a second. Because nobody can ever put something on you that don't fit. You don't like that example? I got another one for you. There's a guy in this great book. You may have heard of it. His name is David. He's getting ready to be king. And it's this guy named Goliath. He's a real big giant. And here's what happened. The other king was on throne. He said, listen, my man, David, don't go out there and fight him. But go ahead, though, if you're going to do it. Check it out. Here's some armor. It's the king's armor. I'm the king. This is the best armor on planet Earth. And David tries it on. And according to this text, it says he takes it off. It says, I'll just take my slingshot. David understood that just because something is good don't mean it fit you. Just because they're a good man don't mean they're a good man for you. Just because it's a good job don't mean it's a good job for you. Everything that looks good don't fit on you too well. Don't you ever let somebody put something on you that don't fit. Because the moment you start letting people put stuff on you that don't fit, you will be stuck in this system. And this system don't care The great thing about the system, it doesn't care. The great thing about the market, it doesn't care. You want to be rich? Go to the internet. You don't have to like that. The internet doesn't care. Your market with your goods doesn't care what color you are. If you can do it, if you can provide a service, solve a problem, serve a million people, you will be a millionaire. Period, point blank, doesn't matter. I'm not telling you it may not be harder for you, but the market doesn't care. The market will make you rich if you do the market properly. Find you some mentors, do that as fast as possible. Now, the system doesn't care. And here's how this works. The new slavery is debt. Whether you are conscious of this or not, I'm making you conscious of it. We're going to account for it. And when you account for something, you
control.
Y'all are getting it. That's what I'm talking about, right? Check this out. You get the debt. Now you are forced to work at a job you don't like with people you can't stand. In a car you can barely afford, to leave a house you barely bought all day long so you can afford what you can't even stay in. That's the definition of the rat race. It is nothing worse. There is no life worse than knowing that you wasted your 20s and your 30s. And now you're 40 trying to do something about it. That's always the age. It's most millionaires become millionaires at 40. There's a lot of stuff in there. Another book I want to give to you, Think and Grow Rich, please. Please, please. Think and Grow Rich has created more millionaires than, any other book on planet Earth. Please, Think and Grow Rich. Yes, ma'am. You know what? I just bought it yesterday. I just bought it yesterday. Look, that's a great, because here's why, as a matter of fact, and you can give me Q&A the whole time I'm talking as well. Let me tell you why I bought it yesterday, because I bought the movie, Think and Grow, it's a new movie now, they made a movie, Bob Proctor's all in it, and it's going across Facebook, and I bought the film for $97, and I didn't even know there was a Think and Grow Rich, the black edition, but he's on it. He's on it talking. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's on it. And I was like, oh, I got to get that. So I bought it, but it's not.
I haven't read it yet.
You haven't read it yet?
Yeah. I bought it too.
Yes, sir.
Coach Carter bought the rights to that
book. As a matter of fact, Grace Holden, Coach Carter, was one of her clients and still one of their great friends. She advises him. Clap for Grace Holden, please. Yes. Are you beginning to understand that as much as... Who's seen The Matrix before? That was a documentary. That's a documentary. That's a documentary. Watch this here. Every single... Now, it was a movie, right? I'm doing a play on words. It's a documentary. I'm telling you, that's real life. Who is the one? And what is a... What'd you call it? Anagram? Mix up the numbers? Letters? Anagram? What is it? It's probably not anything. It's probably all these words up here. When you mix up Neo, what does it spell? Okay, thank you very much. And every movie, 1, 2, and 3, how does he start off? Nope. Sleep. Every movie, he starts off sleep. He's got something, he feels it inside him, something's wrong, but he's sleep. And he needs Trinity, who represents love, to wake his butt up. You understand what I'm saying? Here's the problem. There are agents in the system who decided we're going to keep you in the system because it benefits us if you stay here. If you don't think I'm talking about real life right now. And here's the cool thing about these agents. They're agents, but if you just see somebody, they can turn into whoever you encountering. This is why when you try to start your business, your family turned on you real quick. Because agents can become anybody as long as they plugged into the system. I'm just trying to help you out. I'm telling you, you will. You will date agents trying to be Neo. You will date agents trying to be, you will date men and women who will become envious of your success. And you can't put your energy, I got you, you can't put your energy in being successful because you got to put your energy in not having an argument every time you come home. Yes, ma'am.
So what do you do with these plugged-in agents that aren't close to us? We don't even know that they're agents. How do we take them out of that mindset?
No. You don't take them out of the mindset. That's energy. Please do me a favor. Guard yourself from energy leaks. You only got so much. Guard yourself from energy leaks. Seriously. Do not waste your energy in places that don't belong. I got you. Check this out. You don't wake them up. How did Neo free himself? No. Okay, just one. No, I'm not doing it. Millionaires say no 95% of the time. My sister, she's 23. I taught her. Matter of fact, all of y'all, do me a favor, since you're still young, when you leave here, start saving 20% of your income. I would normally tell you 10, but since you're not in an astronomical amount of debt, save 20% of your income. Why are you spending 100% of what you make? That makes no sense to plant a garden and then eat the whole garden expecting the harvest to come next time. Makes no sense. I taught my sister to save 20% of her income. Every month she called me asking for money. Every month I give her the greatest nose I can muster. It's a game we play. I got it. Every single month she asks me. And every month I tell her no. And then she put me on, this time she's got a new boyfriend. A new boyfriend, you understand me. And now I say, well, listen, ask him to give you money. Because that's how it works. It's not that I don't want to give her money. I just don't want to assassinate my money in her hands.
It's no secret that the most successful organizations and professionals are data-driven. As the volume of data that businesses have access to increases, they need to find more efficient ways to turn that data into actionable insight. Fortunately, iDashboards offers a comprehensive business intelligence solution to help you with data aggregation, preparation, analysis, visualization, and reporting. With the iDashboards Data Hub, you can blend data from multiple sources to get a comprehensive view of related data. Then, our intuitive dashboard builder gives anyone the freedom to create and design dashboards with no programming experience required. It's no wonder companies like Lockheed Martin, Michigan Humane Society, and Navy Federal Credit Union trust iDashboards to provide them with the data they need to make the best, most informed decisions for their business. Be sure to visit iDashboards.com/secret to learn more. That's iDashboards.com/secret.
If I give it to her, she gonna kill it. Okay, go ahead, sir. You have a question. Yes.
I like what you had said, and I wanted you to say it again.
Okay, did I say it again? My swag is on airport right now.
It was about that. Hold on one second. It's about the energy leaks.
The energy leaks, yeah. Guard yourself from energy leaks. Seriously, don't wake people up. You can't. See, that's, I'm not.
Parents.
Say who?
My parents.
You can't wake them up.
So, but it's going to take for me. If I don't get her right, it's going to take for me because I have to continue to provide for her, and she really don't even know where to start, you know what I mean? And I can't let her be hungry.
That's not what I said. I said don't wake up. I got adopted at 14. Actually, I'm asking you in three different ways because I heard you ask something earlier about not wanting to market and stuff. You got the spirit of an entrepreneur, but you need to develop the mind of an entrepreneur because if you make $100,000 a month, you right now, you're somebody to be happy making $100,000 a month. And then you make that for 5 years. Let me tell you something, that's a dead business. I know everybody's like, that's not a dead business. If you ain't grow a dollar, that's a dead business. If you keep getting the same thing, all you are is one market crash away from hiring somebody like me to fix your company. Real talk. So you want to develop that mind. I mean, all of you got the brains. You have the talent. You need to develop the habits of a millionaire.
Who is the greatest speaker in the world?
Me. I am the greatest speaker in the world.
Ask me that question.
Who's the greatest speaker in the world?
I am.
There it is. And we're both correct. Right now, I'm better than her because I got the stage. Right. Does that make sense? Right. When she up here, she's the greatest. And you can't be an entrepreneur without that attitude. You can't. Because if you don't have the attitude that you're the greatest, they're going to make you a worker on level one. And then they're going to say, you know what? I know you should be here, but I'm going to promote that other guy that think he the greatest. And you're going to get sad. And then you'll get depressed. And then you're going to slack up on your job. And they're going to demote you. And they're going to start building a paper trail on you. Then they're going to fire you. Then you're going to go on welfare. Then when you go on welfare, they're going to downsize you. Then you're going to go to criminal. Well, I'm not going to go ahead and rob nobody, but you're going to lie on your food stamps. You're going to get a felony theft. They're going to put you in prison. And you gonna become somebody else's income. Yes, sir.
You hire great talent. You have an amazing team around.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to go to work with you, for you, with you. Did you just tell the room what you're training about?
You would probably never work for me. The training would, first off, I made up the system. It's called it's phases. Both of these people work for me. How many times have you been in my class? For how many years have you followed me?
I'm in my third year.
In the third year, you?
I'm in my second year.
Second year. You have to phase up to what I call phase four. In fact, I'll give it away. Phase one is I recognize that your perception is all jacked up. When your perception is off, you blame everybody for your problems. Phase two is when you must love yourself. You can't, if you have a jacked up perception, you don't love yourself, you can't work for you. And I can't hang around you. You understand what I'm saying? Then, phase three, you got to master forgiveness. You don't get to be mean. You don't get to hate your mama because she didn't color you and buy you that pony. And you do that. You don't get to hate your dad because you can't be an entrepreneur without being in a constant state of forgiveness. It's impossible. You will get done wrong. It will happen. You will have meetings in which one of your people offend you. And if you're not in a constant state of awareness of forgiveness, you don't deserve to be a leader. Phase four is what I call infinite awareness. I train them that they got to be aware of everything around them, from the stop sign to the dialogues around them, because you can spot a loser a mile away. Here's how you spot a loser. They have low confidence. Now, I didn't mean to offend you, but let me explain. Let me put some meat on that. Losers are only losers because they quit. The only way you can fail is to quit. The only way to have a lot of confidence is to have a lot of victories. You cannot fail if you mess up and move forward. But the people who do not have confidence are the only people who have not mastered continuously moving forward. And when you find these people, and they're too afraid to do anything, these are people who take no risk and have very few victories. These are not people you want to become business partners with. It doesn't matter if you like that. This is why 90% of those businesses will go out of business. So it takes about 4 years to work for me, because I don't just look for geniuses. Everybody that's hired with me, they staff to my weaknesses. They're smarter than me. But you also have to be the right person. You don't get to be a smart person. You have to be the right person in your position. We're going in the right direction. We're on the right bus. If you are a right person and you're underperforming, it's my fault. I got you on the wrong seat on the right bus. You understand what I'm saying? You are on the wrong seat. That's my fault. But if I got you on the right seat, you got all the brains, all the talents, and it's the right bus, and you still underperforming, that's your fault. You understand what I'm saying? And if you are underperforming, you're either going to be a worker or on welfare. And either way, they downsizing them all. Technology is killing you. Technology is killing you because capitalism exists. Technology is here to make us not work hard. But in the system in which we live, technology is quite abusive, especially if you look like us. Do yourself a favor and get into three key areas. You should write this down. You need to get into data as fast as possible. The internet is 20 years old. They got to store all this stuff. Why you don't own the company that stores? You do want, see, I saw it, it went off. Look, he gonna do it. 10 years from now, watch, he gonna do it. I saw that little light bulb go off. They got us, you think the cloud is some imaginary thing? That's a storage place you can't see. Yeah, get there. And if you wanna do, who here wants to do computer programming? Okay, fair enough. Get it now, because in 10 years, it'll be another commodity. They actually have, in fact, Mark back there has been Wall Street banker. They're actually hiring people right out of college who know coding for Wall Street and replacing the older generation for a few lines of code because of your Bitcoins and stuff and online trading. I'm not lying. These are all facts. These are all facts. You understand what I'm saying? The replacement, it's not their fault. You understand? But it's always your fault. Because you think you have 20 years experience. You got 1 year experience repeated 20 times. You understand what I'm saying? That's not experience. You never learn and relearn. The people who will become wealthy in this country will unlearn and then relearn and dominate. So back to you. What's your name? Brittany Mitchell. Your parents were your first teachers. Your mother did the best she could with what she had. Therefore, nothing should be unforgivable. She is completely free. She did the best she could with what she had. You probably would not be able to wake her up until you start winning. Y'all trying to wake people up while losing. Winning changes perception. Winning changes perception. Do you know I wouldn't be able to be up here if I wasn't a winner? Do you think Jeff would have said, hey, loser, do me a favor, man. Come holler at these young folks. Please, sir, let me put my reputation on the line and please tell my young folk how to be trapped up in the system. Does this make sense? Does it look like I memorized my whole script? Am I using the paper?
No.
Do I got my points?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what winners do. If it was Grace up here, she'd do the same thing. Mark, same thing. What's your name, Miss Lawyer, ma'am?
Carol
Guess. Like, guess who? I remember she said that. Carol Guess. Candidate elect on a board. Board. As in, okay, if you don't know, let me give you the structure of board. Figurehead, you gonna do what I say do because I'm on the board. She make a little money, and she call a few shots. Does that make sense? Make sense? Which one you wanna do? Make some money, call a few shots, or argue about who cooking tomorrow in the kitchen? This is my name on the orange juice, Mom. No. Not okay, okay? Let's open up the Q&A. Do me a favor, ask me very specific questions. In fact, let me, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Anything you count for, you can control. One is, you tell me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Prison.
All right, now we got it. Ask your question.
As far as with that four, could you please explain the worth of the black stock in this society?
We're the ninth richest country in the world. The black dollar in America. If you made us a country, we're the ninth richest country in the world. Did you know that you are not being listened to because you go bankrupt every other Friday? The reason your vote... The reason why we are not heard as a collective, fair enough, it's fair, it's proper and professional. The reason we're not heard enough as a collective Because all I have to do is wait a week, and you'll be broke. And you'll be doing what I say. That's just the way it is. Did you know this here? Now, you want to talk about the worth of a black dollar? The only time you can be two... Okay, that's fine. The only time you can be two anything is when you're two black. You can never be two woman. You can never be two Asian. When you coagulate us, there's a system in place, 1966, slave codes, system in place that says when that happens, put someone to monitor this. Okay? Now, check this out. Instead of leaving the hood, start buying it. The reason why you are broke is because you do not have an economy. I had this one dude. One dude was real mad at me. Oh, man, you left the hood. So I ain't never lived in the hood in my life. What you talking about? You grew right here, 40 Palm Chest, the hood where I'm from. So I never been in the hood. The black neighborhood. So I ain't never lived in the black neighborhood in my whole life. He said, what you mean? I said, I lived in white neighborhoods populated by black people. We don't own the streets. We don't own the banks. We don't own the stores. We bleed for a block we don't own in a rag we didn't sell.
Or manufacture.
No, nothing. The power of the black dollar is the ninth richest country in the world. Stop spending and see how much change. When you ever at this level, you got to, we talk around our NDAs, you know. Non-disclosure agreements. Okay.
That doesn't go on video.
Do you understand? This is what we need to do. The reason why you failed, this is the first thing I did was I built my own community. I'm going to tell you how to do it. You need to build your own community as fast as possible. The reason you don't have an economy is because you don't have a community. No community, no economy. As in money. As in I get to borrow from my own people. No interest or low interest loans. Or I know Jeff, please let me have this connection. We can't do that because we don't have a community. And when we don't have a community, we don't have an economy. When there's no economy, there's no money. There's no money, there's no legacy. The people in this country, you know why they make it so well? It's your money. They do well in life because they got their check and yours. As soon as you get yours, you spend it. They got two checks. Is this making sense? They got their check and your check. Of course they do well. They got two checks. They invest theirs, spend yours. I call it the apartment complex feature. 400-unit apartment complex. I own it. I don't do nothing. Just make sure the insurance pay. But I don't pay it. You do. You go to a job you sweat for with people you can't stand, a car you can't afford, and a house you got to leave, and write me the most important check of your life. You call that wrong. I call it leverage.
It's deep in the air.
Does this make sense? I came to give you the tools. If you want to build your community, this is what I did. I understood that when I started off, I didn't have enough money to go buy the block. I started a podcast. Brick by brick. Brick by brick. And put my name. Antonio T. Smith Jr. is a top-ranked podcast on iTunes. I've been having a top-ranked podcast on iTunes for 5 years now. When I need money, I go to my audience. I got my own community. When you listen to my podcast, you hear my commercials. Everything you hear from me is like a Tyler Perry play. You buy the movie, you see Tyler Perry the dress. Then you see him as a man. Then you see the play commercials. Then you see the movie. And at the end, oh my God, it was so good to see Tyler. I came off. Yeah, you see that too. You're going to hit me everywhere you're going to hit me at on my product. I have lots of products. Only got that way because I've developed a community. So when I need cash, I tap into my community. I don't ask for money. I develop a new product. It's called an asset. The difference between an asset, at least according to Robert Kiyosaki, which is the greatest explanation that I can give to you possibly, and a liability, asset puts money in your pocket, liabilities takes it out. I develop something that puts money in my pocket and give it to people with expendable income. They feed me every time. You're a bank. Until you own one, you're a bank. You want to be the bank or own it? Which one sounds better?
Own it.
Own it. Make sense? You asked a question about your 15 people. This is what I would do with your 15 people. Close the door, but then turn your phone sideways. Get personal reference video testimonies from all 15 of them. Not about your business, but your character. Record all those, then politely close the door and use those 15 videos to build trust in your next venture. That's how a millionaire thinks. Well, I don't say that. That is another option because he's a millionaire too, right? That's what I would do. Always use what you can to your advantage. Does that make sense? Why would you close the door on 15 testimonies? I use them as fast as possible. When other people talk about you, you somebody. When you talk about you, you broke. Well, think about it. If you, let's use her. She got good hair right now. Swing it for me. Let me see you swing. There you go. Oh, she did it. All right, all right. All right. Look, she's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Now, which one is more powerful? You walk in, hey, you know, I won a Nobel Peace Prize. Really? Would y'all really accept that? Mm-hmm. Or when you walk in, hey, what's your name? Yeah. Hey, my old Tia, you know who you sit next to? That is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Which one was more credibility? Why y'all keep talking about yourselves? You have no money because you have no community. You have no community because the system rigged it that way. The market don't care about a system. Use the market to surpass the system. Does this make sense? The market doesn't care. Yes, ma'am.
So how do you build your
community? I did it with podcasts. I'm glad you asked the question how. Two things I want to tell you. Let how out your vocabulary, how will kill you. Okay? How is not necessarily your battle. Know what you want and be willing to die for it. Okay? That's it. Now, the main answer, I'm going to tell you some answers. They are not the answer. They're an answer. Don't follow rules and let me convince you this is the way. Because if you do that, if I was to want to oppress you, I would teach you a way, convince you it's the way, then go outside of that to stay ahead of you. Who did I help? Make sense? They'll teach you something, and they'll say, yep, do this. Only way you can do it is this. And they'll go outside of that and beat you with what they told you not to do. I got so much to say that I can't say right now. Okay? You can build a community podcast. You can build it over the internet. Start building an email list. Did you know that you don't own your Facebook likes, Snapchat likes? You don't own those. But you do own your email list. That's an asset. That's an asset. Qualified leads go for like $135 a lead. That's an asset. That's something you own. You can sell a 100,000 person email list qualified with the data scrubbed. I mean, the data is clean for a good $600,000. Yes. You got 100,000 emails? Okay. You are rich. Now she has a different problem. She has 100,000 emails. I'm glad she brought it up. What she doesn't have is the system to leverage it. You need three things to be a millionaire. Is it time? Okay, need three things to be a millionaire. You need, y'all should write this down for sure. Okay. You should write this down for sure. You need a product. You need a business system. And you need to serve a lot of people. I just
broken down. Did I say education? Did I say a degree? I'm not knocking a degree. I'm just telling you that you don't need it. You need to keep on learning, but you don't need to put yourself $105,000 student debt. You understand what I'm saying? What you need to do is you have three things: a product, a business system, and to serve a lot of people. Y'all trying to be big and don't want to serve nobody. That is grossly irresponsible. It is a heart issue. Some of y'all right now, good charisma, got a nice little decent product, but you don't even respond to comments on your page. Like you made it. Got five comments. You don't respond. Until you serve people, I prove it to you. You can tell. Go to a neighborhood. You can tell by the quality of that neighborhood how many people that neighborhood serves. If you go to the hood or whatever, low income area, that's how many people they serve. They may serve their boss, that's it. That's not enough to be a millionaire. You go to River Oaks or whatever. You understand? They may be a brain surgeon. When you say, well, they do 50 surgeries in a year. Oh, well, maybe like 250. That's not enough people. All 250 got families. All those families have important jobs. Some of them pastors. Some of them presidents of universities. Of 250 people, they're serving millions of people. That's why they're millionaires. Am I making this plain to you? All right, let's get some specific questions. Unless it's time. I have no idea how much time I have.
So we'll take about 5 minutes.
There you go. 5 minutes of questions.
You said it was three things: data, computer programming. What was it?
Yeah. So if you want to, data, computer programming, data, computer programming, and stocks. Data, computer programming, and stocks. That's what it was. Next question. Yes, sir.
Going back on what you said, Lily said we don't. I know you didn't say we don't do school, but at the same time, being an entrepreneur, so you have to set up how do you manage, you know, being in school, which is not, you know, you own your time, but say you want to be a servant as well, you're not being a
servant. Yeah, fair enough. I have so when I did this, I went to Houston Baptist University. I got my bachelor's there. And then I got my master's the next semester. I didn't even take a semester off. So I got both my bachelor's and my master's at Houston Baptist University. It was hard. Then at the same time, I was interning at Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen 40 hours a week. I wanted to learn a good system. The answer to your question is what you do in the hours that you don't have to do it for somebody else. So if you have to dominate between 9 p.m. and 2 a.m., that's what you need to do. You understand what I'm saying? You can't be so tired that you stop living your dreams or stop working on your dreams. Because if that's the case, you didn't let whatever school, whatever boss make you so tired that you done fell asleep on you. Don't do that. If you got to grind from 9 to 2, get you a workout routine. Wake up, do something, do some push-ups. Got time for one more question. Make it your business specific. Or if not, Sandman, go come get me. Anybody? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, definitely. First off, your hair is awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Get you mentors fast. Mentors fast, and then there's one more thing that many people don't do, and I can't understand why they don't do it. You need to start reading what financial people read. And it's not your school books. It's not. It's normally bestsellers. And some of those books are old. Yes, ma'am.
So how do you know when someone is the right mentor for you?
That's a good question. I want to flip that question, okay? That's a good question. That question I really have an answer is, are you the right person for your mentor? That's the right answer. Because everybody's a taker.
you have to want to be the person who would give, mm-hmm. and then mentors will find you. Yeah. Okay, last one, I promise.
So how do you account for work so that we won't get trapped in work? How do you account for it that we can't control?
That's a beautiful question. Ask that. I actually already gave the answer. Save 20% of your income. Save 20% of your income. Now, by that, I don't mean a savings account, but you can do that at first, but a mentor will help you how to invest that. You know, it doesn't matter. And when you invest 20% of your income, you will find out if you do that while you're 18, you fool around and get 27, your investment accounts are going to have more money than the boss you're working for. Then you can do what you want. Here's a goal for you, $250,000. Write that down. Because the game has changed. Invest till you get $250,000, then play like a big boy, big girl. That's your magic number. I would normally tell you $25,000, but the game has changed. Millionaire's a new middle class. The game's changed. I'm not impressive at all. I'm in middle class. Get you $250,000, and then start thinking. By that time, you'll have a whole different crowd, believe me. You will not have the same friends you got right now with $250,000 in your investment account. I promise you. That's my time. I appreciate you.
You know what? I'm sorry. He deserves a little bit better. I don't even want to dilute what you just did. But I hope you appreciate what you just heard. Again, this is an individual that I knew from the beginning was a special individual, and it is our honor and our privilege to have your time and your engagement. So thank you so much.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation, but you're still in the thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment.
pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.